Cool Beat Audiobooks presents Fairy Tales from France by William Trowbridge Larned, read by Dorothy Ann Jackson, originally published in 1920. Copyright Cool Beat, 2005, www.coolbeat.biz. Dedication to all good children who believe in fairies, with greetings from the homeland of Cinderella. For those who love fairy stories, many of the best-loved fairy stories were first told in France about 200 years ago. The world is a large place, and the fairies had the choice of all lands in which to live. Some chose England and Ireland. Others went to Italy and elsewhere. But the ones who became most famous found a home in France. Why they favored France, we cannot really and truly say. It could scarcely have been the climate. A fairy does not care one bit how hot or how cold it is, whether it blows or whether it snows. That is why they are such good fun. No fairy was ever known to talk to one about the weather. Our own private opinion is that the cleverest fairies went to France because they felt at home there. The French children, for one thing, believed in them, and to the life of a fairy, that is the most necessary thing of all. If there was such a horrid thing as fairy statistics, thank heaven there is not. The figures would show that thousands and thousands of fairies had drooped and died.